Welcome, everybody, to episode 691 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Sorry, that was way noisier than I expected.
What? That was so low. What's going on?
Oh, you didn't hear it?
Okay, good. I heard something, but I didn't really think of much of it.
I think he was talking shit about me. That's what I think.
No, I was jerking it. I was...
Oh man, it's gonna be one of those shows.
With the stuff and the thing.
And the thing and the stuff and you know the vote and yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I remember. I remember. So, all right, let's get started with the news. We got a heck of a show lined up for you all today.
RPG. News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
All right, from RPG site, or I have this from Nintendo Everything. I forgot. I was gonna look there, but I found this one first. Fairy Fencer F Refrain Chord has been announced for Switch, and launches in Japan on September 15th. And unlike the last one, which was an action RPG, action slash turn based. The combat system is weird. It kind of makes you do combos, but it's all turn-based. But, this one's actually a strategy RPG. And has a new dramatic resonance mechanic that can overturn the tide of battle when an ally or enemy songstress sings. And, it's probably gonna be somewhat reminiscent of, Stella Glow, I'm guessing.
I'm looking at the trailer now. I didn't get a chance to look at any of the trailers because of the multitude of issues I was having trying to get on the air, but it's more of a teaser than anything. It doesn't even have any gameplay, not even a CG video, so not able to really see what's going on. There are screenshots though. Let's take a look at this screenshot here. Come on, just play the screenshot. My computer's acting up, so let's not worry about that, I guess.
You can't even show screenshots. That's bad.
I mean, it's crazy, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. Computer's super slow for some reason. I think it's partly...
My computer's infected yours, I think.
Maybe I think so, man. I think you need to get a new computer, and that might solve the issue. Get rid of the virus.
Our computer's been hooking up, and now they both have.
They both have the computer AIDS. So there you
computer
go.
Computer COVID.
Yeah, computer COVID. There you go. It's like COVID, like 2045 or something. You know.
That's what Break Skype has every week.
I know. I don't think you had too much problems this time, did you?
Actually, today it opened and everything.
Wow.
The first try, even.
Yeah. All right, next story, Break.
And I think I answered after the first phone call, too, so, I'm doing good today.
Awesome.
To us live from RPG site. You're saying something, Frank, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead, man.
Okay, narrative RPG Light Gerda, a flaming winner. Gerda?
Gerda?
Sounds like a bad child's name from, like, the 20s or something.
Sounds like German or something. You know.
Yeah. This is my daughter Gerda. That was not German.
That was Swedish, more, but that works too, more, man. I like that. This is my daughter Gerda.
Gerda sounds more Dutch or Swedish. Yeah, or like
it said Denmark at the beginning of this video, so we'll roll with
actually,
that.
If I go into the story a little bit, A Flame and Winter is a narrative RPG-like game inspired by real-life events set during World War II. You're put in the shoes of Gerda Larsen in the Danish village of Tinglev under German occupation. So apparently my jokes have been completely accurate about this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear Lord. That's good. Anything else on that break?
It's got multiple endings. That's a good idea.
Slagar says our computer's got COVID 8-bit.
8-bit COVID. That's the freaking worst.
There you go. 8-bit COVID. All right, next story.
Is that what happens when the cartridge gets dirty?
Yeah. You have to blow in the cartridge. Yeah, exactly.
You better be careful. You'll get it, too, if you blow too hard.
It'll seep out the sides. All right, next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. Nexomon plus Nexomon Extinction Complete Collection announced for the PS4 and Nintendo Switch. Extinction was originally released in August 2020. Original Nexomon was initially a mobile title, but it received an eventual console PC release in 2021. So you get both games, kind of, you know, little compilation.
Probably better off just playing Extinction.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't play the other one. Extinction might be the best of the bunch there, but at least you get both, and you could play the other one for kind of free, you know, so there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
All right, next story is The Hand of Merlin has got a release date. I didn't even know about this game before.
No, the Hand of Merlin that rocks the cradle.
I remember us talking about this game before. It was like a vague, like, you know, no set date type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah. But, like, we have so many dialogues we've gone through here.
Yeah.
I can't remember them all. But it's a tactical roguelite RPG. Hmm. It's not quite Diablo, but it is isometric.
Yeah.
It's going to come to the PS5, PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. And that includes Steam, Epic, and GOG. And it doesn't have any Series X version. You just play the Xbox version via backwards compatibility, which is kind of a bummer. But, like, I guess, like, if you have a Series X, it's going to run off the SSD anyway, so it doesn't really matter too much. But if you want an extra resolution, you're not getting it, I guess.
Mm. There you go.
But first entered Early Access last May. And doesn't really say much other than that, really.
Yeah. Slagar says, holy roller? Holy roller. Freak 5 says, can I apply for the position of HR for RP Grinders? Hell to the motherfucking no. You cannot. So the position's already filled.
Wait, it is?
Yeah. I have a whole team of RP Grinders.
Get back to me.
Well, you got to send it to the right email. Which email did you send it to?
I'm not going to say this on the air.
Well, maybe we'll just move on here. All right. You did that one, Eric. Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt's PlayStation 5 and Xbox Next X, or X and S, whatever you call them. I don't know. Fucking carry on, are serious. They got the stupidest names of any system ever.
I agree.
CD Projekt Red has unveiled a new release window for the upcoming game, and they are predicting Q4 2022. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to get delayed.
It'll get delayed for sure. But, like, is this, like do I have... I mean, they're not going to have, like, an upgrade, free upgrade to the PS5, are they? Because if so, I'll just fucking upgrade.
No, they are.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just get that free patch.
They already went on record saying it'd be a free upgrade to those who bought the other version.
Oh, good. Good. Because I think I'm going to have to buy the game again for $10 on the PS5. I think I have it on the Xbox, but it would be worth it to get it for $10 and get that free upgrade. Sweet. All right.
Well, you'd be getting the upgrade on the Xbox version, so... It's up to you if you want to have both versions.
Well, I don't have a new Xbox. I don't have the X. I just have the...
I guess so.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to get one, though?
Yeah, I am going to get one. So I'll get that version, too, I guess. I mean, I don't mind playing through that game. That game is fun as fuck, man. It's really good. It's one of the great... I think it's a top 5 game of all time, honestly. And I never played Witcher 1 and 2. Freak 5 says, damn it, I have encountered one of Frank's arch enemies. Who would that be? Slagar says, what Witcher is this? It's just Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, the complete edition upgraded for the next-gen consoles, Slagar. That's all. So there you go. All right, let's see. Who did that story? That was me. Eric, next. You lose your memory when you get older, Break.
Oh, I gotcha.
Next is Greedfall 2 has been announced. Spiders and Nacon announced it. Greedfall 2, The Dying World, PC and consoles, scheduled to release sometime in 2024. And it takes place 3 years before the events of the first game.
I hate when they do that. I hate it. I hate it.
Prequel, sequel, yay.
Yeah, you know why I hate when they do prequel, sequel?
Because they didn't get it right the first time and drop enough backstory in the first game, so now they're making up for it.
No, it's not even that. It's like, okay, now I'm playing what's supposed to be before what happened in the previous game that I played, but it's newer mechanics and better mechanics. So it totally throws me out of sorts when they do that. Usually, yeah, you're right. Usually, I mean, who knows about this? But sometime in 2024, and we're just now. Oh God, man, this is a non-story. Okay, that's cool. I mean, you know what?
It's kind of like playing Metal Gear Solid 5. Yeah. Looking at the mech in that game is wondering why it's so technologically advanced compared to Metal Gear D and Metal Gear 2.
I mean, it just looks really pretty. I remember when Greedfall came out, and I was very interested in that game. And
the explanation I got for that was basically because it was a one-of-a-kind machine made by a certain person, and they're just more capable.
I guess. So. The first Greedfall, underrated game, from what I gather, so I mean, I'm glad a sequel's coming out. I got this game for free on PS Plus, but I haven't had a good chance to check it out. I've been so busy with other stuff, but I mean, very pretty, and from everything that I hear, very underrated RPG.
Well, the thing is, prequel is just a term to denote that it takes place before, but it's a sequel.
Yeah, no, I understand. You know, I mean, Slager says Witwicky.
Because you can't call the first game in a series a prequel if the first game hasn't come out yet. Like the Aiden Chronicle Rising game.
Yeah.
It's more of an intro side game.
Yeah. Scotoma1, whom I'm assuming is Flex, says, what up, nerds? The nerds comment gave it away, Scotoma. So welcome on in. You hurt Break. Yeah, you hurt Breakman's feelings. Does that make you feel superior there, Scotoma? How dare you? How dare you degrade us? We're used to it. Freak 5 says, I like Lufia 2 as a prequel sequel. I'm not saying any of those games are bad. It's just, you know. Is anyone watching Outer Range? I'm in like episode 6. What the fuck is going on? I am not. Should I be watching that, Slagar? I mean, what service is it on? Netflix or what? I mean, let me know if I should be watching that. I mean,
Lufia 2 is a weird case because, like, its sequel is so much better than the first game. And then they followed it up with an actual chronological sequel with the GBA game, and it was, like, one of the worst Lufia games. Yeah. No, wait, before that, there was the GBA Game Boy Color game called the Lufia Returns, which was a weird dungeon crawler roguelike game.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, but it's not great either. Probably better off not playing it at all.
Yeah. All right, Break, you're up next. Jamie, you're a nerd too. You got that from Flex. I'll tell Flex. I gave him credit.
We're gonna have a revenge on the nerd discussion here.
Yeah, we might. right on, Scotoma. Welcome in, Jamie. Appreciate you coming on in. I think it's Netflix. Good. I think so. Weird. Yes. I'll check it out, Sagar, if I get an extra second or two. I haven't had any time to even play games this
Hopefully
week.
Hopefully enough that people tells you watch anything. That Netflix doesn't decide to cancel like everything else they've been doing.
You're a big meanie, Jamie. That's what Breakman says. You saw that in chat. But all right. Breakman, next story, please.
I'm not talking to anybody right now.
All right, come on, man. Let's.
Okay, come to this live from RPG site. The bearded ladies in 505 Games unveil Miasma Chronicles for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. And I'm not sure if I love the name Bearded Ladies or I should be offended by it. And publisher 505 Games announced a new project, as we said. The Bearded Ladies are known for their work on 2018's highly lauded Mutant Year Zero Road to Eden.
Gotcha.
Miasma Chronicles is a tactical adventure game featuring real-time exploration gameplay meets tactical turn-based combat and RPG elements. The game's premise revolves around Elvis, a young man living in a not-too-distant future America that's been devastated by the miasma. He's accompanied by a talking robot sibling that Elvis refers to as his older brother. Elvis also wields an enigmatic glove that manipulates miasma. I'm sorry, he's named Elvis. Like,
it's miasma, by the way.
I'll call it whatever the hell I want. Miasma, that's what I said. Elvis. Named Elvis.
Elvis. Hey, let me get into a chat here. Lots of stuff going on here. Jamie says, are you guys playing on PC or console? I'm more of a PC guy myself. Eric plays quite a bit of PC, and
as long as it's not too demanding.
And
even then, I usually don't. I got an extensive Steam library that I almost never play.
If Breakman...
I've been waiting for the day that I can, just play it, because I have a machine that's capable of doing everything.
I mean, if Breakman...
I'm going to settle for a Steam Deck eventually.
Yeah. If Breakman had a decent computer, he would play on PC, too. He plays... PC when he can, but I'm a console guy all the way. I
prefer sitting on a couch.
Yeah, I can't.
You could drag the computer to the room and then plug your HDMI into the TV, but...
I mean, I just can't get used to mouse and keyboard for controls, like for FPS.
There are ways to stream your computer to the TV screen as well.
I mean, I kind of know it's superior.
I don't know how good the latency and response is.
I know latency and stuff is, and response on mouse is like really good for FPSs and stuff, but
I know.
I play mostly consoles just because I play mostly RPGs and adventure games and shit like that. So I'm not a FPS guy, but I do recognize
that playing a first person shooter with a mouse and keyboard and then going with a computer, then going to a controller messes me up.
It's really
hard to switch between the two.
The biggest hurdle for me to buying a new rig is to like that the fact that I've basically chosen a side already, because I'm buying tons of different console exclusives that aren't on PC, and that eats away at my funds at trying to build a rig in the first place.
Yeah, but you do get lucky from time to time and get like
cards. Oh yeah, nobody can buy fucking video cards now.
I know, video cards. See, that's the reason I don't do PCs. You always got to be upgrading your shit, and a lot of people enjoy that stuff, but my wallet does not enjoy that shit. I did not enjoy it.
No, because if one thing would go wrong, everything goes wrong.
I mean, I'm not too sour on the fact that you can't buy video cards right now, because it's not like you really need the latest video card anyways, because you can get like a decently priced video card that doesn't do all the bells and whistles, but it'll still carry you from
But see, that's what
but
I
that's
hate,
still
Eric.
Like $200 for like for a decent one. I mean,
that's
a lot of money.
That's what I was saying. I hate that shit, because most of the times you have to settle for something less superior, right? And then
and
you buy
still,
that.
And it's still costly. It's not
cheap.
Like, because the superior ones are like $500-$600.
Yeah, I know. It's expensive. That's the reason I got out of PC. I used to PC game. Like, I played Diablo. I played Vampire. I mean, the Vampire the Masquerade was one of the reasons I got a new video card at one point. It was like at that time, it was like $300. And I'm like, Jesus, I could buy a whole console and never have to worry about this shit. Sure, I'd have to take a hit on all the graphics, but you just don't worry about it. You just play it, and don't worry about can my PC play this shit? I mean, I never worry about that.
For Fear, but bought like a $200-$250 video card just so I could play that one game.
Yeah,
it's an awesome game, though.
Jamie says, if you're not upgrading your PC, you're buying the newest console. I know it's it's constant, man, but at least with consoles, you got at least like a good 5 to 7 years.
And it removes a lot of the guesswork
trying to get a game.
Yeah, there's no exactly right.
They've already done it.
Yeah, there's no guesswork. It just works.
And if the game doesn't work beyond that point, then you'll have to wait for a patch.
Yeah, that's
But you're gonna have to do it on PC anyways, usually.
Yeah, you only settle because you want to settle, not because you have to. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, and what you just said, Breakman and Wallet says so. You know, so. Mm-hmm. Okay, you did that one, so it's my turn. Somebody skipped the Caligula story, so I'll go ahead and do that. Caligula Effect 2 launches for PC on June 23rd. Historia announced just what I told you. It's going to be on Epic Game Store. It was developed by Historia, originally released in Japan June 21st. I wished it would play the damn video. It's interesting to note that NIS America published the original Caligula Effect Overdose on Steam, while Historia seems to be self-publishing the sequel. So there you go. But it does say publisher NIS, so I don't know why, you know, what the hell.
Probably because it's listing a console publisher.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. Okay. There you go. Let's see. I watched Moon Knight.
At least Ghostlight's not doing the port.
Yeah, Free Five says I watched Moon Knight the last couple of nights and I enjoyed it. It was really good, Freak Five. Like, that's a series I wish they would continue doing, but there's no confirmation whether or not that they're going to be doing a second season, which they could easily do 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 seasons, and I think I'd be A-okay with it. What's his name? Oscar Isaac is just he's fantastic in that show. Break, you still there? Did we lose Break? What's going on?
No.
Oh, you were on mute then, you son of a bitch.
I was chewing. I didn't want to.
Oh, you're eating while we're doing the show, huh?
I was there was a guy here with a gun, and I was trying to wrestle away from him, and, dude, you know, it took a moment.
Have you not learned anything? You got to, like have better stories lined up. You know what I'm saying, Break? I mean, yeah, that's
how
we do.
Well, like, he came out with a gun, and, like, I know, like, you're not supposed to, like, grab the gun. What you're supposed to do is smack the hand away.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, it took a moment. I'm sorry.
And then the karate chop to the neck type thing, you know? And then you're supposed to run away.
I do not know karate. I really had to wrestle him to the ground.
Oh, wrestling. Like Greco-Roman or, like, WWE?
No, like amateur street fighter wrestling.
Oh, amateur. Okay, I got you. Okay, there you go. Jamie, I'm just getting to Sea of Thieves. That's a interesting game. I didn't get a chance to play on the Xbox. I always wanted to. I like those, like, pirate adventure games. What was it? Black Flag? Was that the one where the Assassin's Creed, where you got onto a ship and had to do all that shit? It's pretty fun stuff. Break is preemptively filling his stomach before I share food pics. I know, he's like, I'm going to get the best of you this week, Freak. And then he, like, eats, and then you show the picture, and he's like, man, I've seen better. You know, like, all condescending and shitty.
No, I just figured I could take a bite and get away with it, and obviously I didn't. So.
Right. You see, you got to be on point all the time on this show. I mean, that's how it goes. What do I pay you for, Break, man? I mean, Jesus.
I know.
God damn it. We're going to have to reevaluate your position here, Breakman, and how much you get paid and all that stuff. So,
you know. That's fine, because, I mean, I'm still waiting for the post office to get the first goddamn check, so, you know.
All right, Eric, next story.
It's like I've been working for free anyway, so it's...
I tell you, next time I'm going to have to do certified mail, you know. All right, Eric, next story, please.
All right, we got... update on Hellpoint. It's getting a next gen upgrade or current gen upgrade on July 12th, along with the Blue Sun DLC expansion and 60 FPS on consoles, and allow us to play in performance mode that runs at a dynamic 4K resolution, prioritizing 60 FPS or a quality mode that aims for native 4K at the cost of running at 30 FPS. So it's a checkerboard 4K, I guess.
What would you guys prefer? I know we've discussed this before. Would you prefer the 60 frames or the 4K visual?
Frames.
You? Yeah, I would prefer frames too. I would always have it.
There's not much of a choice.
Unless, I kind of take that back, because I think about, like, games that I've played in the past where it's like, you know, this isn't the this is only 45 frames per second. It's not six, true 60 or something, but the game still was still a lot of fun. So,
well, 40 is a big
leap. As long as the game's fun.
So 40 is a bigger leap right. from 30, but like most games that run close to 60, like Resident Evil 2 on the PlayStation 4 Pro would run at like close to 60, but not quite. Yeah. It usually hovered in the 45 to 50 range.
Well, on PS5, what does it run, Eric? 60?
60.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is a current gen upgrade in the works for Resident Evil 3 and 7 and 2. And that'll probably let you play at 120 hertz.
Oof.
Sounds like they like randomly picked which ones. Let's throw them in a hat and 7. All right, we got
no
two.
Because they already did 8, so, and they already did 2 and 3, and people probably want PS5 and Xbox Series X version of those. And 7 didn't have one either, so they're doing all of them.
I would be very interested in playing those games in 120p, or I'm sorry, 120 frames, because. I've never seen a game played at 120. Is it? I mean, have you, either of you guys like played a game in 120? Because that I think that would be amazing to have.
I don't think my monitor is capable of it, but yeah. I was playing DMC on my PC at really smooth frame rates.
Yeah.
But. That's because I'm running at higher hertz than what my TV has.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite 120. It's like, I don't know the max res is for this.
Yeah.
I'd have to look.
All right. Freak 5, I only have checks. I don't have, I don't know how to do money orders, and I don't want to go out, and right now it's snowing and stuff. So.
And he was banned from PayPal. It's a long story.
I was. It's a long story. I mean, it really is. But, all right. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Dungeon Crawler RPG Hellslave releases on May 26th for PC. I like the name Hellslave. Publisher PID Games, PID. I'm gonna call him PID, and developer Ars Geta Gosha.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Gosha.
Yeah, this one's only 60.
Announced the Hellslave March. You know, as I just said, yeah, blah blah blah. So this game's coming. Soon.
Yeah, I'm interested in this game because of the theme of it. Like,
I think the only other monitor they had that was higher than that was a 75 hertz, but that was for a CRT.
The last time I built a computer, this monitor I had was a CRT monitor. This is interesting. The world is coming to an end and humanity is on the brink of extinction. Save it from demon invasions by making a pact with the devil and praise one of six demons to avoid humanity's demise and darkness. Use your newly acquired demonic powers against the invaders, but may have a bigger impact on you than you thought.
I like in order to save the world, you gotta like make a pact with the devil. I mean, that's it's like you're fucked either way. Jamie says he's played at 120. Oh yeah, obviously. I mean, PC. If you got a good PC build, you're playing a lot of stuff at, and you have the right monitor, you're playing a lot of shit at 120. You know,
just bullying us again. He's rubbing it in our face. That's,
I know.
A big bully.
I know, Jamie. Dude, stop. Just stop bullying us, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you don't gotta flaunt your money, bro. I mean, if you want to do that, buy us all really nice PCs that we can play these games at 120 hertz and, you know, all that good fun stuff. I got a money order for my mom when I was 7. You just go into a place that does money orders and say, I want a money order in this amount. Hey, all the money order places have banned me from entering Freak 5. So I'm just saying, you know, just saying. So,
in fact, he's not allowed to leave his house at this
yeah,
time.
Exactly. I mean, I'm allowed to go get food, and that's about it, man. I can't leave. All right, we skipped another story. You guys are good at skipping stories today. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, I was having trouble loading it.
Yeah. All right, I'll do this one.
I didn't skip it because Break skipped the story when he went to Miasma Chronicles.
I know. Oh, yeah, it was Break.
Well, I was having some trouble because the cat made
excuses.
On my keyboard.
Excuses, sir. Excuses. All right, I'll do the last story of the day. It comes to us from RPG. Comes to us from RPGsite.net. Kite Games and THQ Nordic reveal the Valiant for PS5, PS4, Xbox, you know, everything, basically, except for Switch. I mean, that's pretty much always the MO. So there you go. It's a real-time strategy game with RPG elements that features a story-driven single-player campaign with 15 missions. A game will also include cooperative and competitive multiplayer modes. The Valiant is scheduled for to release sometime in 22. So kind of think of Deliverance. What was that game? Deliverance. Deliverance. It's Kingdom Come Deliverance, but strategy style. That's what it kind of reminds me of there. So there you go. I was just about to ask for Harmony. How dare you? How dare you? Jesus, my ears. Oh, I like this, the long soliloquy harmonic.
Hey, Frank, did you see that video of that mouse playing the harmonica?
No, wait, is that what Mark sent me? I didn't get a chance to look at it yet.
No, let's not look at it and say we did. Let's see. Freak5 says, yesterday a coworker said my dog lives the life he wished he lived. Well, why don't you put a leash on him and walk him around, Freak5? That might.
I was gonna say, so he wants to poop in the yard and lick his own balls. That's what I'm getting out of that.
And sniff other dogs' asses. And,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
There's the not working part that he wants to live.
You guys ever play StarCraft? Like way back in the day, Jamie. Like way back in the day. I know Breakman is big on StarCraft.
I've played Warcraft. Think it's the best, not StarCraft.
I still think StarCraft is the best strategy, real-time strategy game ever.
Well, you
played
would,
a demo for StarCraft, I think.
He misses it. Do you miss it, Break? You
want the original? Like a... I still think is the best. Like it just the way they balance the three factions balanced each other out. Without being like the same thing, which is what you see with most RPSs, like each faction is pretty much the similar thing. Whereas StarCraft is like they had, like the Prometheans were completely different from the Zerg. Like, yeah, they played in a completely different way, and it was still fun either way.
Yeah. You're a total nerd for knowing the specific, alien races, by the way, for StarCraft, but,
And then there are the Terrans.
Freak 5 says most of the stories I have told him about Fury involve Fury either humping or getting humped by other dogs at the park. I looked at him and, and was about to say something about him wanting to get humped at the dog park. He must have known what I was going to say and said, "Not that." Yeah. Well,
what about the other stuff?
Yeah, what about licking balls and,
pooping in the yard.
Pooping in the yard.
Like drinking out of a bowl on the floor.
Sniffing other dogs' asses.
Ripping up other people's carpet.
Yeah. Like
eating shoes.
Yeah. Stealing like slippers and tearing them up and digging the yard.
Parking when
and,
people walk by.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a food thief.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at this game, and I don't really play strategy-type games, but this game looks really fun. I don't know, The Valiant. I don't know if I should try to... It's probably one of those super hard-ass fucking non-entry-level, strategy games that I'll never, ever play. But, all right, there's the news, y'all. We got through it in one piece. Does anybody have any homie discounts this week?
There's a Mega Man sale going on right now.
Oh, cool. On the Xbox or?
The Switch, I believe.
Oh, cool. I know that I didn't get a chance to look at the new sale on PlayStation, but next week I'll tell you guys what's on sale. Well, but
there is one thing that I should highlight about that. If you want to get Panzer Dragoon Remake, you can get it on PSN for $250.
As long as it's not Legend of Dragoon. I miss MXT. Where's MXT, man? He's been incognito for a long time. He usually gave us all kinds of shit.
Is there like a new Friday Night Wrestling show?
Well, there's always been Friday Night Wrestling. Like SmackDown.
I know, but it's always sucked. Like, I mean, is there a new one?
Yeah, Rampage, man. Fairly new. Mm-hmm. Rampage is fun. AEW. I like AEW, man. It's good stuff. Yeah.
So now we know.
Yeah, that's exactly. The more you know. All right. Did you have something else, Eric, for... homie discounts, or are we good?
No, what's that?
All right, Breakman, can I play your music this week? Let's play this
game. No.
Oh, my God. If you guys want to send Breakman, sex advice questions...
No, I'm over it. You know what? I'm a professional, licensed
therapist?
Advice giver, figure. Right. And, like, it says that on my license on the wall back here.
Right.
The device finger giver.
Right.
And, you know what? You people just...
you don't deserve it. You don't deserve Breakman. I mean, you don't deserve the pleasure of Breakman's voice and his advice.
Except Freak, because he sent, like, 500 of them.
So I know. But Freak was like, fuck this. I'm the only one that does it, you know. Yep. But if you're so inclined, and maybe one day Breakman will forgive you, send all your questions to @RPGrinders on Twitter, and he may or may not get back to you because, you know, fuck you guys. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I used to before I started working.
What?
Yeah, yeah. There are other people that sent some in. Bernie sent some in
to this. You used to. That's exactly right. You're slacking, Bernie. Bernie says I used to send questions.
When do I have time?
Oh, God. You got time right now.
You signed it.
Right, you had a contract, Bernie, and you signed it, and you broke the contract.
Okay,
so.
I'll send you one next week.
Okay, next week, guaranteed, you're gonna get one next week, I
and
guess.
It'll be the dirtiest question you ever.
The
got.
Dirtiest question you've
ever. Dirtiest question ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is some strong stuff.
I know we've had some dirty ones. You know.
We've got high standards here. Like, me and Frank know dirty, so you're going to have to come strong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know what? If anybody's going to outdo Freak 5, it's going to be Bernie.
It's on, like, Donkey Kong.
It's on, like, the Donkey Show. What? Jesus. All right, let's move on here to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. Rap playing harmonica. How dare you, Freak 5? Don't sully the show with that.
I kept coughing and I muted myself and then I started coughing again.
Right. Jamie says, rolling in the mud dirty. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It will be, Jamie. It will be.
No, it's so dirty that we make mud look clean.
I love it, man. All right, what you been playing, Break?
A lot of Mortal Kombat 11, mostly Mortal Kombat 11.
You're still trying to get all those fatalities, aren't you?
I was looking online to try and cheat, and it's the randomized, so you can't even cheat.
Oh, God, that sucks, man. That's so much bullshit. That's something that's got to change in that game, man. Where's that?
I still enjoy the game so much, it's like, okay, that's fine. I'll still keep playing it, trying to unlock all those things, but...
Yeah,
I really just want
Alien Gathering decided to join, and Lock Haley, and who else? Santa Claus Gift, and OAX 2, and of course Jamie's in there, and Tina Riff is in there. What? Bernie's not. I don't even see you in there, Bernie.
Hold on.
Yeah, see, not my fault.
Yeah,
now she's in there. Bernie's in there as well, so there you go. She had to get her moment in the sun, so there you go. All right, so Mortal Kombat.
There are some fatalities I'd like to see in the next Mortal Kombat too, but I like Garrus has one, but I doubt he would be in the next movie. One where he throws you up against a wall and then he rips off the first layer and second layer of your skin.
Oh, I love that. That
yeah,
stuff is cool.
Fucking awesome. Or like, yeah, maybe it's just the first layer, but it's pretty fucking awesome. Just like, oh, God, why are you doing that? That's just not necessary.
Jamie says, I have almost every fighting game. You'd get along with Wyland, Jamie. Wyland has almost every emulated game, every fighting game. He's fairly good at those fighting games. He definitely whipped the shit out of Breakman.
Yeah, there's a video of him beating the crap out of me in, what, Mortal Kombat 10, I think.
Find that link, Breakman, if you can. I'll throw it in there. And throw it in there so everybody can see your misery.
Or was it, like, Injustice?
I think it was Mortal Kombat, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, one of the Mortal Kombats. It was, whatever it was fucking awesome. I mean, it was like, you could tell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could tell Wyland was, like, playing around with him, letting him, like get in a couple of moves here and there. And then all of a sudden, you saw, like, the afterburners turn on, and Wyland was like, pow, 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 like, done. Like, it was like taking candy from a baby, you know, that was blindfolded. I mean, it was just a thing of beauty. It was awesome. I love reveling in your misery.
Try.
Yeah, Injustice is fun. I know. Sorry, not sorry. Injustice was on sale, not the first one, for like $2 on the PS, the PlayStation Store, not too long ago.
Both games are great. The anime was meh.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Here's another deal I found for PSN.
All right.
Control Ultimate Edition is $16.
That's not bad. That's a good game. I want to get into that game too. I played a little tiny bit of it, and what I played, I liked. But I got so many others that I need to play. Anything else you've been playing, Break, or is that pretty much it?
Let me see. Mortal Kombat 11, and then I said last week, you know, it'd been a while since I played Breath of the Wild, so just, you know, I'm like, I gotta play Breath of the Wild, so I picked it up, started playing it, and it'd been a few weeks, and I'm like, fuck am I doing? God damn it, I don't remember what I was doing, you know? I know we've all done that with RPGs before. It's like, when was I? I don't remember. I'm in a volcano, though. Let me wander around and see what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
I'll look at the menus. I gotta turn in some quests. So I go turn in a quest, and then I go turn in another one, and it puts me in an area that, like, I'd look through before, I'd search through before, and I'm like, I got nothing else to do. Let's just wander around here and see what we can find. Oh my god, there it is!
You found it!
Jackpot!
Awesome, man. Awesome.
It was in the first fucking area I looked, actually.
Wow. Apparently, I just missed it. So you're close to, like, doing everything in that game, huh? Like
got just 109 shrines done. I don't know how many side quests I've got done.
Would you consider it a top 10 game of all time at this point, Blake?
Yes,
you would. Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get the one shrine to open in the first town.
Did you try, like, the getting the jerk-off move for Link? I mean, that usually works. Like jerking it right in front of the shrine?
No, I'm going to have to, though.
But you got to go up that one mountainside.
I'm jealous. Freakbot the Evil Dead game.
I know. I haven't even seen any footage of that game yet, but I heard it's a riot. I heard it's pretty good. Does it play like Friday the 13th, Freak 5? I mean, if it does, that'd be kind of cool. You know, I still haven't even played Elden Ring. I want to play Elden Ring too, but I got other shit to go. Is that game like the show? It sure is, man. I mean, you know, going around looking for shrines, jacking it in front of the shrines, and
I think you're talking about Evil Dead.
Thanks for ruining our fun, Eric. But
okay. I know. Thanks, Eric. You're the best. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, I mean, I'm so happy to finally found that last memory. Now I guess I'm, because I'm really close to getting to the end of the game now. And I mean, there's still some things I want to do, I definitely want to do, but I want to get to the DLC, so.
Yeah.
I probably won't do as much exploring as I did in the past, where I'm just like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, shiny.
Eventually you get to a point after spending hundreds of hours in the game, you're like, okay, I just need to just get it done and over with.
Yeah, and I've definitely spent hundreds of hours in this game. I've been playing it for, 2 years now?
You know what? Jamie was referring to the Evil Dead show, not this show, but, you know.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. I thought that's what you... Never mind, Eric. I apologize. Frank was out on the loop.
I'm not out of the loop. I was just making a funny, but you guys have to ruin everything. Yeah. You ruined my life, so, you know, it's just how it is. But walking off the show. You can play as
the demon and try to kill the survivors.
You can
possess
survivors and different things around the area, like trees and cats.
I saw the Easter egg. You can possess the deer head from the original Evil Dead movie.
I did see that. There's a special way you can do that, which is really cool. I mean, I mean,
you can possess cats.
Cats.
Typo.
Cars, not cats.
cool.
All right.
Possess cats, dogs, and shit.
Right.
Possess the evil ass squirrels.
Yeah. All right, Eric. What you been playing, man?
Just more Salt and Sacrifice. I've been watching more One Piece, trying to get caught up to current episode count.
The survivors you can play as are from all the movies and the TV show. The TV show was so great of Evil Dead. I love Ash versus Evil Dead, man. That was, I wish they would have went a few more seasons on that. It was so good. So good. I think, what was it? Season 2 or 3, episode 2 was just one of the best episodes ever, man, of anything I've ever seen. That guy rocking around nude, you know, just flopping around. It was the funniest thing ever. But just a great series, man. If you guys haven't checked out Ash vs. Evil Dead, it's a blast, man. So fun.
Absolutely.
I played I didn't have much time to do anything this week. I've been busy every single day with these homeless sweeps and other shit, but I did get a tiny bit of Shibuya Scramble in. I mean, it's touch and go if I'm able to play video games at all. If you're playing multiplayer as a survival, you should probably play with friends, so if you get possessed, you can tell them that you are possessed. Oh, okay. So there you go. In other words, you like to cheat, Freak 5. That's what I get gather from that. All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
Eric, I didn't see any reviews for you. Break, did you have any reviews this week? Breakman, did you have any reviews? Do I have to do sign language?
It would help if I didn't hit the mute button.
I know, it would help. Any reviews?
I could review the Halo TV show, but I'm not.
I heard, you know what? People are bitching about that show.
I know.
Man.
That's why I kind of don't want to review it, because I enjoyed it. But
yeah,
the fanboy mentality of bitching when things aren't the same as the way you want them. Like they're pissed off that the chief took off his helmet.
Right.
He talks too much. In one episode, he has sex. Oh my god!
I know.
Ruin the character.
The big thing that I heard is just like hardly any action at all. I mean, any.
A lot of episodes don't have a lot of action. It's mostly like plot development type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. The finale ended with a huge battle.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, the last episode, the last 20 minutes were, like, great. But other than that, I mean, it's like, meh. You know, just, like, boring drama.
Because people don't like talking and stuff like that. It's a TV show.
Yeah,
I
know.
Like, you can't be... Like, what do people want? Do they want was just, like, nine episode just nonstop fight?
Well, you know what they want? They want everybody to bitch enough to where they make the second season exactly like Doom. Like terrible. You know, that's what they want. So, you know, I mean, whatever. What would you give the first season?
That's why I didn't want to review it, because I'm
Well, I can list a couple things why people are upset, but that'd be spoiling it. But
well, I mean,
This is apparently stuff that happens in there, like apparently, like they're mad that like he basically cucked Cortana. That's what they said on the Twitter. That's not my words. They're theirs.
Well, what? I mean, let's give it an.
It involves the first meeting of the chief and Cortana, and they don't get. And it doesn't go well. Like the chief isn't happy about it.
And there's apparently something that happens to the chief that they didn't like, and then the thing that immediately follows that it's even worse because of that.
One thing that people seem to forget is that this show happens before the movies, or before the games, sorry. At this point, they have not caught up to the games yet. Like, Planet Reach is still very much alive and flowing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Jamie says it should be more like Heavy Metal. I like Heavy Metal, so there you go. You know, like, change that perception, though, Break. What would you give the show overall for the first season? Like, what would you give it?
Because I don't know what I want to give it, because there is so much fan service in the show that I'm just, and some of it, like, I personally did not like and do not enjoy like the first person perspective when they go into it in the show. I like watching it from the
third person.
I guess I'm used to the first person, and I'm used to seeing these like the aliens like that, but watching them in the third person is like just really cool to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but
you know.
I get why they do it. That's another fan service thing, and it's just, and they've done a lot of different things with the story that'll change the story going forward. That just make people so mad that it feels like the same anger that people were given towards Mega Man Fully Loaded.
Yeah.
Fully Charged, you mean?
Fully Charged, yeah, that's thank you. I was trying to figure the name. Yeah, Fully Charged.
Yeah.
Like, just criticizing it just to criticize it, because it's not exactly the way they want it. And I admit I was like that early on with Mega Man.
But apparently, this might excite you, Break, but the Sonic Prime on Netflix that's going to be coming out in the fall, or I think it's the fall, it might actually be summer, but it has some of the people that worked on Fully Charged working on it.
That's cool. Yeah. Maybe they'll do a crossover, and they did the Mega Man Sonic crossover in the comics.
Yeah.
Maybe they can do it in a movie.
I have a theory about series.
I think it needs to get successful first, I think.
I have a theory about series, guys. Let me know what you think. I think in order to judge a series as good or bad, you need at least 3 seasons. Yeah. You know what I mean? You need a season to set everything up, right?
Yep.
Which
is kinda generally the first season. Like, right. The first season is supposed to be a jumping off point,
right,
for most shows. Where, I mean, there are some shows that are designed to be like one season and right, done, like right, like the Watchmen TV show, like that. Perfect one season. Don't fuck it up by making another one.
You know, basically. Breakman, I bought that because of what you were saying. It was on sale for $10, and I've yet to watch it.
It's so good. Watch some TV shows.
I gotta watch it.
But it's a sequel to the comic, not the movie. So you know.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that the second season should be like your character development. So the first season, you set everything up. You got the whole scenario, right? So maybe do a shorter season there, right? And then the second season's all your character development. And then your third season is action. The actions of what you've been watching for a couple seasons. I just think that, you know, that people are too quick to give up on series and they bitch too much. Like, let it go for 3 seasons and see how you feel. You know, it's like, you know, whatever. Jamie says, what if it's so bad it doesn't even get past the first season? Well, I mean, there are those. I mean, there's been plenty of those. But there have been plenty of other ones, like, for instance, Firefly, which I thought was really good.
Yeah, it was
and
a great show.
And it only gets one season. I'm like, what the? I mean, come on, man.
There was nobody else like Jane on television when they brought Firefly.
Has anybody watched a series that started off really bad and then got much better?
Bates Motel, I think, was pretty good. Usually it's the opposite, though, Eric. I know what you're saying. Like, usually the more seasons it goes, the worse it gets. But that's one that comes to mind. I really like Bates Motel. I don't know. There's been a few, but yeah, you're right, Eric. It usually is the opposite. But I'm saying, like, give a series 3 seasons before you come up with like a good vision of how you rate something. But
yeah. And sometimes shows can be uneven with their seasons. For instance, yeah. Legends of Tomorrow, like. I don't know what season they're on now because I'm not watching it live.
The last season?
Streaming. Well, I don't know which one that. Like, I don't know if there's been more episodes. Another season since the robot, where they fought their evil robot doppelgangers. But what I was going to say is, like, that show started off really, like, rough, and it got better. By the third season, it was really, like, a good show.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it, man. After the first season, I was like, Jesus.
Is Doom Patrol any good?
I don't know. I haven't watched that, but it gets uneven sometimes too. Like this last season was fantastic, but the season when they're fighting aliens, not so much. That wasn't good. But yeah. I mean, they came back and they had a better season.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes you need to give series more of a chance to develop before you jump the gun. You know, after 3 seasons, if you don't like it, then. Yeah, then it's not worth it. You know, go away from it. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, all right. I'm going to do a review. I don't think I did this review. It's called, for a movie called Deep House. And it's basically a haunted house movie, but kind of with a twist. So there's a man and a woman that are together, boyfriend, girlfriend type situation. And they're YouTubers, right? And you know, the guy gets this idea. He finds out that there's this house under a lake that's fully submerged but fully intact. So he's like,
"Oh,
did I? Oh shit! Well, then, I mean, I thought it was a really good movie. 8 out of 10. Just to reiterate, you guys should watch it. It's pretty good stuff. So there you go. I couldn't remember if I reviewed it or not, but Deep House is a good movie. It's on Prime, so make sure you check it out. All right. Let's move on then to our Stinkos of the Week.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
Well, you know one thing. This country's getting closer and closer to outlawing abortion, and it's getting worse across the country. I don't know what else we can say about that that we haven't said at this point.
Yeah, contraceptives are next. Can't use condoms. I mean,
yep. You know. And I had an argument with that with somebody online. Like, well, show me where states are outlawing stuff like that. Like, Texas already outlaws like your access to contraceptives. Like, they make sure they. I wish they made that one longer. I love Trigon. That is the only. No, I take that back. I have two anime because somebody gave me.
I like somebody to remake Trigon and make it more like the manga Trigon Maximum, which continues the story and. Doesn't go in a weird direction like the anime did.
I only have two full collections of anime. One of them's Trigun. The other one's Dragon Ball GT because somebody gave it to me because they hated it. But that's... No, sorry.
They're lost.
Trigun I bought myself. Like, that one, I love Trigun. Like, Vash Stampede is one of my favorite anime characters.
Okay. All right, anyway, so continue on.
Well, just about in chat. I'm sorry. We're going off on a tangent. Anyway, so... So women's rights are being trampled on and arguing with people like it's murder and fetuses. Like, well, you know what? When you put your abortion laws into place, it makes it harder for women to get abortions. It makes them harder to get the necessary health care they need. And a lot more women seem to die during pregnancy, giving birth, or giving like an off the books abortion. Because, ending abortion, like anti-abortion laws, aren't going to end abortion.
No,
they're just going to make it not safe.
Right, and people are going
to. And they still have to pay for these procedures.
See, that's the thing. Like when they talk about like the late term abortions, like I because I've known somebody who had a late term abortion because the baby wasn't going to be viable and it would have put her health at risk. I actually assumed that most of late term abortions were done for that reason. I was actually wrong. Most late term abortions happen because the woman. Couldn't afford to get an abortion, and she had to save up money. And that takes fucking months because abortion is expensive, and it's not covered by insurance. Access to abortion because the anti-abortion laws again they make sure it's not an insurance. They make sure that it's hard to get to an abortion clinic, or hard to get to a doctor who's going to give you what you the necessary medical care they need. Like they're
also,
causing
also
like term abortions.
Also, pregnancies are expensive,
right? Yeah.
But I'm saying, our healthcare sucks, and
that I said that.
And none of these GOP assholes want to do anything to to like make the ease the burden of post pregnancy, like child support or welfare or increasing the wages.
Well, I got.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Their children.
Hold on, Eric. Hold on, Eric.
Let me ask you a question. After they're born, well, let me back up. What is there a shortage of in this country right now?
Baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
But
what did the Republican Party just vote down to make sure that American kids can have access to? Complaining that baby formula is at the borders and stuff like that. Yeah, they made sure that WIC can't supply.
Right.
Child formula.
Man, I can't say I'm surprised.
This is fun.
This is a party that also votes against free school lunches.
I'm going to say this is going to sound bad, but this is a fun topic to delve into, and I'll tell you why. It's really funny. Like, so we're having a shortage, and they blame immigration, right? They blame... all the babies at the border. You know how many babies are right now, like, in government custody at the border? Less than 1,000. It's anywhere between 100 and 1,000 actual babies. So you mean to tell me that those 1,000 babies are preventing people from getting, Americans from getting baby formula? You've got to be joking. There's like over 3 million babies in this country. That's not the problem.
Like four baby formula companies in America.
The problem is that Democrats want to make abortion legal, even if they're giving birth.
And why can't we import from Canada?
Yeah, I don't agree with that, Jamie. Like I would be totally against. If you take a baby to term, I mean, that's,
No, see, I disagree, too, because there's something else that I've learned, that sometimes women... a baby will die in their womb, and they aren't able to pass it out until birth.
Right, right. Well, there are those
I mean, like, so instances too. That's what's happening in a lot of those instances.
I just think, I mean, honestly, like this whole issue should not even be an issue, right? It's been settled, what, 50 years ago. And
but, I mean, the Republican Party tries to bastardize all the language. Like, when I say they complain about, like, late-term abortions, most late-term abortions are happening because of anti-abortion laws.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird cycle, man. I mean, you could look at it like all these different ways. But I will tell you, the Democrats are complicit in all this. They ain't doing
anything. Democrats are the most, as you said, complicit. Either the most complicit or most inept party in the
inept
history.
They are. I mean, let me be perfectly honest with everybody. I've said this before. I can't stand Democrat politicians, and I can't stand Republican politicians. Nope. They all suck. I love American people. Like, there have been on my other channel. I mean, I have a lot of Republican friends, right? I mean, there's just an outpouring of Republican support there, and some of the ideas they have are great. They're like traditional Republican like motto values, right? Like less government and less waste and a bunch of cool stuff. And I have Democrat friends there too. And you know, the people is not the problem. The people is never the problem. The problem is the divisive politicians.
The people are sort of the problem though, because there are too many loyal followers.
Yeah. And a lot of people that just aren't educated with the word government actually does.
Well, they don't want to be. They want to be. They're looking for their own echo chamber. You know.
Yeah.
That's why they stay on Fox News.
Right.
And remember when Trump was the president, Fox News wasn't right wing enough for a lot of them. They started switching to OANN and Newsmax because these were just basically Russian propaganda networks.
Right.
Like, that was how right-wing these people wanted to go.
Right. And it's funny, like, Brakeman, you're a Republican. Like, it's weird.
Goddamn, not anymore. Well, don't say that ever again, please.
I mean, you know what I mean. Like I'm independent.
A long time ago.
I'm an independent. Like,
I think I'm still registered as a Republican.
Right. Well, see what I mean?
But it's not done that way in Ohio anymore. It used to be like you'd have to register as one party and then
to
vote.
Yeah, same here.
I've
now
been
you can
for so long, so I don't know if it's still like that.
Yeah. I don't think you should have to register as either party to vote. You know, that's the problem. Like, they make you. You know, those back in the day, that's how it was. You had to choose a side, and that's, you know.
If you want to vote for a primary candidate, you have to be one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. Right.
And I think a lot of people look too much at politics as like sports. Like, you got to win at all costs and shit like that. Like you have to win. Like, I'm on this team. Like, we have to win.
Right. Well,
it doesn't matter what our agenda is, but we got to win.
They both have one common goal. Both sides have one common goal, Brakeman. It's status quo. Let's keep everything the same. That's why Roe v. Wade is overturned. So now the Democrats have to, you know, regain that territory back, right? They have to have something to rail against. I mean, that's just the way that it is, right? It's status quo. Let's get back to the status quo. I hate it. I hate all the politicians.
They think, but it's going to fail them miserably this time, because once Roe versus Wade gets bumped out and abortion goes to states,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fucking war to get it back to like a federal, like a constitutional law.
That's what they want.
States that, like, this is exactly what they
want. One step forward, five steps back. That's what they want, man. They want that all the time. They want the American people to always like have like a divisive thing to fight about, right? Like that's the game. That's the shell game that they play. Right, that's the whole shebang. So the latest thing is Roe v. Wade, even though it was decided, right? Like, I mean, it's just regardless of how you feel, we should all as Americans be like, well, the Supreme Court should always go by precedent, right? Shit that's happened in the past that's already been decided. That was the main thing, right? But it's not that way. So now that happens, the politicians are all over it. You know, like the Democrats are like, ooh, this is something we could run on and act like we're champions, right? Yep. And then the Republicans are like, oh, we got what we wanted. Now we can concentrate on other shit. You know, it's like, I mean, it's just so stupid, man. It's a shell game. That's all it is.
How long has Roe v. Wade been a thing?
50 years. I just said 50
years.
Years.
Yeah. over the last 50 years, have the Democrats never been in power?
Oh, there was a supermajority when Obama was president. He never got anything done. Dude, we've railed on that, man. He had a chance to do a lot of things to make things ironclad, and he never did. And look where we're at. Like, it's stupid. And I mean, the Republicans are no better. Did you hear George?
No, the Republicans we know, like, they're just outright hateful, evil bastards. They don't even pretend to
well,
be.
The politicians, the
Democrats,
I agree with.
Pretend that, like, they're on our side.
Right. They pretend. They're all evil, man. They're all evil. Who was it? George W. Bush was made a big old gaffe, man. I mean, he was like, yep. He said the quiet part out loud. You know, and it's like, you're a war criminal, dude. I mean, Obama was a war criminal. I mean, they're all criminals, man.
Like
every
that,
one of them.
That was my first, like, the Iraq war was the first thing for me where I'm like, whoa, I'm not voting for you Republicans anymore.
Yeah.
When we went to war with Iraq, I'm like, this is the stupidest thing we've ever done as a country.
Yeah, weapons of mass destruction that weren't there. I know, the whole thing. And Democrats are complicit in other wars, like the Venezuela and fucking the Congo. And I mean, there's just been Somalia. I mean, dude, they both suck, man. They're just both terrible parties, and the politicians. I mean, the people are not to blame.
We know that how evil Republicans are. Like, it's just they're spreading hate and division and stuff like that. But the Democrats can be the same way. Just like look at all women should be heard. You know, unless it was like that Clinton they fucked.
Oh,
that was,
right,
like, raping them,
right,
or something.
Right.
Yeah, unless it was one of our people that was
right,
them, you know?
Or Joe Biden, who's a fucking creepster,
right.
Right. Freak 5 says, my stinko, a coworker who gets preferential treatment already, changed from full-time to regular time. She was morning shift to replace the loss of her in the morning. They moved someone from my shift to the morning shift. And then they let her choose her new schedule. And most of the time, she's working mornings 9 to 6, 9 to 6, 9 to 1, 9 to 2, 9 to 2. So now it's me and one other doing the work of three days a week, except she hasn't stayed past 3:40 on a Tuesday since she has changed her schedule. First two Tuesdays, she finished her share of the second shift truck and left at 3:40. Then this week, me and the other coworker are told, after you finish the truck, go help in the packing or sortation. They are short. And then she left at 2 before the fucking truck even showed up. Oh, that's awesome, man. I mean, there you go. Jamie says, right, they can't seem to compromise. They never can. Also, with the formula issue, if Biden would allow it to be shipped from Europe, we wouldn't be so bad. Or Canada, Jamie, or Canada. I agree with you 100%. More likely is the Democrats. It was the Republicans. Both of them. They're both complicit, man. They both are complicit, man. They both suck. All right. Anything else on your stinko break?
Oh, that's – yeah. Well, that's just the one stinko. I've got the other stinko, which is I was talking about how Republicans like to spread mass hate and you know, division throughout this country, even though they say they don't. Guys like Tucker Carlson like to spread this great replacement fury.
I did see that.
Well, over the weekend, a mad gunman, 18-year-old kid, easily, you know, how easy they are, easily it is to manipulate teenagers and to stuff like that. I mean, that's why the military wants them at 18 years old, so they can break them down and sculpt them into what they want them to be. Yeah. So it's easy to radicalize a teenager. Well, he's been radicalized. That teenager went into a grocery store, I think.
Yeah.
And started murdering black people because he was convinced that black people are going to replace white people. Because that's what he was told by somebody. And even though this was a week ago, still the right wing, like Fox News, is still spreading replacement theory bullshit.
Okay, on that, Tucker Carlson was kind of the champion of that break, man. He did backtrack on that a little bit, so
barely. That's not really a backtrack.
I know, but you know,
he started he shifted blame. He didn't like really backtrack.
Right,
it's not.
I know.
Don't give him any credit.
I know. I mean, he's look, MSNBC say they got the same fucking shit on there, man. It's just they're all the mainstream media just fucking sucks. Jamie says, it seems whoever gets into office for the leading party seems to really mess it up either way. There's no doubt No doubt, Jamie.
Definitely the last three of just the country's been going downhill.
Yeah, I agree. Freak 5 says, we are just going to keep track of how often she leaves early on Tuesdays, wait a few months, then go over to our supervisor's head, and try to get a raise. I would.
Yeah, you're doing extra work. You should do extra.
Absolutely. Days. That's the right way to do it, Freak 5. Let us know how that goes, man. That's pretty shitty that you're dealing with that. All right. Did you finish your second break?
So, yeah. So racism is flourishing heavily through this country. And I was arguing with somebody on a message board this morning and said, well, like majority of people in this country learn the N-word from rap music.
Oh, God, you've got to be joking.
Okay, well, I can see, like, the 20-year-olds and stuff like that, probably. Maybe that'd be the first place they learned the N-word. Some of us, and by some of us, I mean most Americans were around before rap music was a thing. Where did we learn the N-word then from, buddy?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
You know,
man,
where we learned it from? We learned it from other white people.
Right.
Like, these racist fuckers... They try and play off like they're not racist and just like, no, we're like that. This is racism written by this article. Like they're just trying to divide us and stuff like that. No, you're dividing us.
Let me buttress your point there, Breakman. Let me talk a little bit about racism. Right, we're worried about anywhere between 100 and 1,000 babies, brown babies at the border. Right, with formula. They're talking points right now are about those babies taking formula from American babies, right? So my thing is this, like, we're talking about babies here. Does it matter if they're Chinese, black, brown, fucking Somalian, fucking Canadian?
And they're like, well, feed American babies first.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Really?
We're talking...
You fake Christian-ass motherfucker. You know what Jesus would tell you to do? Right. Feed the other people first.
How about we just feed all babies?
Your savior would tell you that you're an asshole.
Yeah. And there's no way that 100 to 1,000... Nobody can convince me that even 1,000 babies is preventing the 3 million babies in this country from getting formula. It's just not... It makes no sense. Right.
Well, I mean, that's another back to Tucker Carlson and Fox News. Like, and just they make immigration like this horrible war that's going on at our border. They make it sound like they stopped, like, I forget what Blackburn was like.
Right.
They caught 50,000 illegal immigrants at the border this year. Like, yeah, they were caught. Isn't that what you
right.
idiots want?
You know what's funny?
I don't know what you assholes want anymore.
Right. Yeah, what
you stopped them from getting in here. Isn't that what you wanted? Now you're complaining
right.
about that?
You know what the funny thing is?
Because they were there in the first place?
You know what
they're mad about?
You know what the funny thing is about border crossing, right? It's always a big talking point between politicians. You know, how do we stop the people illegally coming into this country? For the past, I think it's been like now over 5 years, there's been a surplus of people, or like an excess, like the amount of people going in the country is now less than the people going out of the country. You see what I'm saying? So there's more people.
The number one, like the biggest illegal immigrant, quote unquote, in this country, you know who those are? People have overstayed their visas. People
right.
that came into this country legally.
Right.
They just didn't leave.
Right.
I mean, this isn't people sneaking into our country.
Right, right.
It's not, like, happening in these numbers.
No.
Because, you know, it costs money to leave.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, let me read chat real quick, guys, here. Jamie says, hold on. Just got home, got on Steam, Mass Builders on sale. I like the sequel Ass Builder, Jamie, a lot better. Sorry to change stuff. No. Yay, we talk about everything on here, Jamie.
I know. Like, I'm disappointed. It's on PC. That sounded really cool to me. I was like, ooh, build your own mech.
Yeah. Mech builder game. Like I said,
always agenda freak. Yeah.
Just wait for the sequel, Ass Builder, break, and then you'll be. It's coming out on consoles, so you know. Freak says this isn't a surprise. They showed their true faces long ago. Remember how quickly they went from All Lives Matter to Blue Lives Matter? It shows they don't really care about lives, just specific lives. Always an agenda. Always on either side. always. I mean, like I said, I like both. There are things I like from both parties, but why do parties only two parties exist is my thing. I mean, it should be at minimum five parties. You know, five different points of views. You know, so
just like the Supreme Court, like we aren't most people on the Supreme. I shouldn't say most people. A lot of people are not represented by the people that are on the Supreme Court. You know what I mean?
I would agree.
There's
with
nobody
that.
Who's representing the LGBTQ community. The one black guy on the court works for Hitler, I think, or something. Like, I do not know what this guy's deal is.
Hitler.
Like, I think he worships Satan. I don't know.
I don't know. Clarence Thomas is something else, man. I mean, they all have their issues, man. I could go down the line. Gorsuch. Who's the beer swilling guy now? What's his name that's not even qualified? Kavanaugh.
Yeah, the guy who... a devil's triangle. That's a drink. Yeah, drink.
Right. Sotomayor's got her issues. Before that, it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg that had all kinds of issues. The one that they just got in there, Kinshasa Brown, sentenced people to like 25 years for like joints. So it's like, you know, I mean, it's like you get one after another that are just awful, man. It's just terrible. All right, we need to move on. Are you? Did that conclude your stinkos?
Yeah, like it was just another horrible mass shooting, and I know there have been more since, and just but this one was racially motivated, and just the denials going on by just the racism is getting more and more just open in this country.
It's the year 2022. The time of racism should just be over. You know what I mean?
It should. Instead, it seems to have grown.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
Before I get to my stinko, I just want to mention there's a video on Renegade Cut. It's a Twitter channel or a YouTube channel about this topic where. I've just lost my train of thought because I'm tired.
All right,
but
you were talking about strippers.
Strippers.
No, we were talking about the politics.
Right.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah, it was about. Now I remember. It was about racism and Black Civil Rights Movement and how the conservatives basically just gave up after that because they said, "Hey, we fought racism. We've done enough."
Yeah.
And that's basically how they approach every problem since we've done enough, so we don't want to do anymore. Fuck you.
Yeah, both parties do, Jamie. Push the race
just doing
targets.
Different ways.
Yeah,
like
it's different.
But my stinko belongs to two groups. One being Keiji Inafune because he's launched an NFT project. At first, people weren't sure whether or not it was legit, but the following day, he put up a video with him talking about it. And here's what it's about. He's working with this company called Polka Fantasy, and he's set up an NFT collection called Beastroid, which is basically like a build-your-own Maverick from Mega Man X, only doesn't use any of the artwork or assets, just basically the same idea.
Just
and
generic.
They used the original artist for Mega Man X as a template for the creations. And so basically, it looks like a really bad fan fiction-y thing, which, I guess to its credit, it's better than an ape, but... NFTs are NFTs.
Yeah, NFTs are...
And I think the bigger reason why he's even doing this in the first place is because Level 5 might have put him up to it, because he does work at Level 5, and they are put blockchain shit into that Ni No Kuni Cross Worlds mobile game. So they're going all in on it, too, and they probably like put their heads together and did stuff in different sections of the web sphere. But like he basically destroyed any goodwill I had left for him.
I know that the NFTs are just awful fucking shit. Eric, I'm in agreement with you. I know
I'm still unwilling to defend him on how Mighty No. 9 turned out, but because he's such a big businessman-minded person and would get the chain letter, get into the chain letter skin of NFTs, and now he needs to push them on someone else, of course he's going to do this.
Yeah, NFTs are no bueno. It's basically paying for nothing. You know, that's what it is. It's just an idea. I know. My Stinko.
Still never played Mining Number 9, but I have no urge to, really, because I've never heard anything good about it.
Yeah. It's not terrible. It's just not great. It's not Mega Man level good. You know, that's what
it's Mega Man X6 level disappointing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whew. Yeah. All right. Mine, and you're going to be interested in this
one. I don't know, maybe X7 is a better example, because I think it's even worse than 6.
God, yeah, X7 at some points is unfucking playable.
Right, okay. Ugh. My Stinko of the Week, guys. This is an unusual one, right? I don't normally like talking sports, but I had to for this one, because I was going to place a casual bet on the Cincinnati Reds for a specific game. It was against the Pirates, right? And I'm like, well, the Pirates suck. I mean, you know, Cincinnati's my second favorite team. I have a good feeling about this. Let me think about putting a little bit of money on this one, right? Like 5-10 bucks. I never bet anything big, right? And I'm glad I didn't, because the Reds lost 1-0. Now, that in itself would have been okay, right? That would have been just fine. Do you guys know how the Reds lost? They threw a no-hitter in that game, and they fucking lost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They threw
a no-hitter, let me reiterate, which is like one of the most impossible things to do in baseball, a no-hitter. You know, the only thing better would be a perfect game. Right, where it's like what 27 batters up and 27 batters don't even get on base. I don't know. So a no hitter is basically they don't get any hits, right? I mean, there could be walks, but no hits. How the fuck do you ruin a game, Breakman, by throwing 3 walks and a pass ball and lose that game? Please tell me how that's possible.
So you're blaming the pitcher for no hits, is what it sounds like to me. Even though the pitcher, there were only 2 of them, they went 9 innings. I mean, they only gave up 1 run.
They did great. The pitching was great.
Yeah, but you just don't blame the pitching. You got to blame the shitty hitting that didn't do
good. I agree. That's what I'm saying.
The 9 but, people who came up to the plate and fucking did shit the whole time.
Right. Yeah. But how do you lose a game 1-0 and your team did a no-hitter? It blew my fucking mind. It was the first time I've ever seen that happen.
They'll use the injury excuse. They always use the injury excuse. Right. We're banged up. Every team deals with injuries.
I know.
Stupid. Just shut the fuck up.
Oh, God. It was awful.
It's a bad team because your ownership decided to sell people off in the offseason to cut costs. It's exactly what he did. He can spend it. He said, I'm trying to make the team more lean and you know, younger. Yeah. Like that. No, you're all just right. Cutting costs.
You know what? We need to lighten up things with some Sweetos, man. I'm sick of the Stinkos right now. So let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet. Sweeto of the week.
All right, Breakman, your Sweeto of
week. Go back to chat real quick. Scotoma? Is that how you say it? He said he lives in California. Well, I live in Ohio, and racism is becoming really, really just outright, just blatant here.
Frank, Break, didn't you share a Twitter post that showed someone in the Congress who's trans, who's making an argument against lowering the age for consent for getting surgery or affirmative care, basically, and because they're apparently like it was like 25 or something, because apparently people aren't old enough at that point to make their decision.
What?
I think once you're 21, I mean, you know,
if you're old enough to go die for your country, quote unquote, at 18, like we have talked about this before. We've all talked about
this. The argument is that kids shouldn't be allowed to make their own decisions because they're kids.
Yeah. It's always that argument.
So they want to raise the age up to 25.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that tonight. That's, okay, wow.
And this is a trans person saying this, and they're just like all those other politicians that want to make a bad time for everybody and throw them under the bus, even though they're a part of that group, because they want to get ahead in their political career, and they think they can earn better brownie points by appealing to the GOP base.
Well, this is what I'm saying. All politicians are corrupt pieces of shit, Eric. This goes back to the same thing time and time again. They're only worried about their own agenda, and their own agenda always... Yeah, their own agenda always goes to the highest bidder. Always, always. Whoever wants to pay them, name the politician.
I mean, just look at what's been going on in Congress for the last couple of years. Like, Joe Manchin and Sinema, have been blocking everything, and that's their excuse. Like, they've been stopping us from doing everything. Well, no, you have options. There are things you could definitely do. Like, you could take him off his committees. You could punish him, for instance. Or you could, go and full-bore in the filibuster. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. No, they're not willing to do that kind of stuff.
I thought that the filibuster should have been done away with so many times. Republicans had control. Democrats had control. And I said, look.
Yeah, they don't want to.
Right. They don't want – neither party really wants to, right? They want to keep it in there so that way everything could be status quo. The same thing, It's like – I mean – that's the whole point of gaining the majority, right? In the house, like, you get your agenda passed, whatever it is, right? So, I mean, if you're in a two-party system, that's how it works. The majority has the power, right? So, I mean, that's the way that it's set up.
They're really irritating the shit out of me with their whole defense of abortion. Their defense of abortion is go out and vote in November.
Yeah, go out and vote.
What do you think people did in the last election?
We did that already.
They went out and voted for Democrats. They brought Democrats in overwhelming numbers. And you know what's happening under Democrats? We're losing abortion rights for women. Millions of women are going to lose abortion rights. Voter rights. Stuff like that,
Yeah, and the Democrats are going to get slaughtered in the midterms, by the way. Yeah. They're going to get killed. And good. You know what I'm saying? Good. I mean, fuck it. I mean, let's shine a light on all this shit. It's been proven time and time again. The status quo is whatever. And the Republican, the people that are Republicans that vote Republican, just watch how your agenda never gets anywhere either. So, all this Roe versus Wade being overturned stuff, watch how it slowly goes back to being put in place, within the next 10 years. I mean, it's a slow drip either way. Like, that's how it's going to go. I mean, ebb and flow. Like, let's, you think your agenda is going to get passed?
Republicans will get what they want until they realize that's not actually what they want, because now it's actually affecting their lives negatively. No. And then they'll maybe realize that they screwed themselves over.
Yeah.
As along with the rest of us.
It's a joke. It's a failed experiment. I mean, I used to love what this country...
See, but that goes back to the sport, the whole my team aspect of tribalism. Like,
yep.
I will do anything to beat you, even if it hurts me.
Yep. Yeah. No doubt. And both sides are complicit. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Every issue... is a tug of war, right? A fake tug of war.
It's about winning. It's not about what's right.
Right. Because behind the scenes, they talk to each other, right? They have to. And they're like, okay, if you let us win this one, we'll go ahead and let you win this one, right? And it's a fake tug of war.
For instance,
so stupid.
Why did people vote for Joe Biden in record numbers?
I'm guessing to repudiate Trump. I mean,
right. So basically, we voted for Biden because we wanted, the anti-Trump. We wanted to go in there and, do the agenda. We hired him because the Republican Party had gone insane, essentially. We're saying, no, we don't want you to work Republicans. What has he talked about for the last 2 years? His friends in the Republican Party?
right. Well, he's a Republican himself, man.
Now he wants to wage even more war than even Trump did.
That's why I didn't understand.
And he'll get it done because he's not incompetent like Trump.
I never understood why the Republicans were so adamant against Joe Biden. Thinking,
let him do it because,
hold on, Eric. Let me.
He's not Trump.
Let me finish. I never understood why the Republicans didn't want Biden in office. I mean, he's basically a Republican. with a D next to his name. You know, it's like, I mean, you guys...
Even Obama admitted that he was a Republican.
Yeah, Obama, I mean, it's so stupid. It nothing is helping anybody's case, Jamie. Like, they're both idiotic parties, man.
Yeah.
It's not the people. The people are not the problem. The politicians are the problem. I'm telling you.
And I get this, like, all the time in message boards when I go and, like, bash, like, a Republican. Like, oh, you leftist Democrats and shit like that. I'm like, fuck.
You people even know what you're talking about.
Like, I'm not, like, yeah, like, thanks. I'm not.
Breakman, you and I have been
odds just
for...
Fuck you,
yeah, just fuck yourself. You know, it's like, you and I have been odds about a lot of things, you know? I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. I hate both parties. I think they both suck, you know? I mean, and there's things I like about, like... The actual tenets of being a Democrat. There's things I like about being the tenets of being a Republican, but neither one do what they say. So what's the point? You know, it's just so stupid.
I mean, you know, I make the argument that trying to carry out the ideology pushes you in one extreme anyway. So
yeah, right. We need to move on.
I wouldn't necessarily be upset with them not doing exactly what the American people wanted when it's in our if they're doing what was in our best interest,
right?
You know, but, for instance, like with COVID or something.
Yeah, but with 95,
they don't do what's in our best interest. They don't do what's in the country.
They only
best
do what's in their own selfish interest.
Yes, exactly.
Right, and we've covered that. Let's move on. We gotta talk happier things. Eric, I don't see a Sweeto, so I'm gonna go to Breakman.
Well, freak, listen to this. He decided last Sunday to quit for a while. He hasn't had any alcohol since late Saturday night, and he's feeling pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's
he
good.
He doesn't even
man.
Remember the last time he went a day without drinking out. Well, congrats, man. I like
yeah, that's
that.
A good good start, man.
You like may slay your faint that way.
Smoke weed instead. I mean, you know what I mean.
I think slay your faint to enough alcohol that it basically replaces blood at this point.
You don't know that. How dare you? Slagar's a fine upstanding.
He's still hostile. He needs an IV. Give me a big can of Budweiser.
I know,
in there.
Right? Just put some quarters in there, please, this time. I want something a little different. All right.
Like, no. Coors.
Right.
That goddamn Budweiser.
Right, and get the Heineken lined up for next week. I'm feeling saucy, you know.
You guys got some champagne of beer in here anywhere?
Champagne, the champagne of beer. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts. Breakman, your Sweeto of the week.
Okay, I've got two of them. I told you one of them already. I fucking find that memory. The first time, I haven't played the game in like 2-3 weeks. The first day I play it, like in an hour,
weird?
I find it. Like,
it's like playing a boss over and over, and you get frustrated. You throw the controller, and then like a week later, you come back and you beat it first try, and you're like, God damn it! You know, it's like,
how did I not beat him the first time? What the hell? He wasn't that hard.
Right. My dad's an alcoholic. I went to plenty of AA meetings with him when he was a single father and heard stories of people reaching rock bottom. And I'm patting myself on the back that I didn't have to reach rock bottom before I made. That's a great thing, Freak 5. Good job, dude. That's a definite Sweeto. We applaud you, man. I mean, you know, it's if you have a history of alcoholism in your family, it's never a good idea to drink in excess. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. You did a good thing, man. Great job. All right, I'm sorry, Break. What do you got?
And my other Sweeto goes to, in 2 days, on Sunday, it'll be May 22nd, which is Breakman Day. So happy Breakman Day.
That's right. It is Breakman in a couple of days. Make sure you send all your cash givings and prizes to my address.
No, it's not about me. It's about this is a party. It's a celebration for everyone. I mean, it's about me. But
this is kind of like what hobbits do, or they all give
they all celebrate in it. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it is awesome, man. How old are you now? Like 25, Breakman?
On the 22nd, I'll be double that. I'll be 44.
Wow, for the big 4-4, the double 4. That's your agent number, the double 4, you know. So there you go. All right, cool. You got any plans?
Go get that old agent. Where's he at? Like, hold on, my knees are bothering me.
Right.
They're short.
Right. Hold on, my hip's out of place. I got to put that sucker back in place. All right, man.
Out my back.
Do you have any plans? Like, what? You have any idea what you're doing, or you know?
Not yet. We're still planning.
I tell you what, man, I'm gonna celebrate Breakman Day by smoking a big old joint. How about that, man?
That sounds good.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Eric, I didn't see anything under you. I think I have a Sweeto, even though my Avalanche lost last night. They laid a turd.
I can make up one on the spot.
You can wait till I'm done is what you can do. real quickly, mine, playoff hockey. I love playoff hockey. It's really, really good. But okay, Eric, what's your Sweeto?
I think we finally have a date for Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like probably mid-August.
All right, cool. All right.
Soon, awesome.
Yeah.
I thought we wouldn't get to the fall, so that's pretty awesome.
Right on. Let's move on to the free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. All right, we're into the second round of the greatest RPG for the PlayStation 2. We're down to 16 teams. By the end of today, we'll be down to 8. You know how this goes. So let's get right into it.
They have to battle each other to the death. So right. Once they're dead in this, that you have to throw away your own. If you have a copy,
throw your copy away, or if you just have memories, you have to wipe your memory by getting lobotomies. So there you go. Let's start at the top here. Let's go Persona 4 versus Wild Arms 3. Eric, I'm going to go with you first. You're an expert at all things RPGs. What say you here?
I'm gonna go with Persona 4.
All right, Breakman.
Is Wild Arms 3 the one with the platforming?
No, it's 5.
No, it isn't. Oh,
I think
okay.
It's 5. Yeah.
5. Okay. I'm still picking Persona
4. 4. It's 4.
It's 4. Oh, four, that's why it's not even on this list. Okay. Yeah. All right.
We got rid of that one.
Yep. All
right. Oh, that's right. We murdered that motherfucker. Yeah.
Actually, Wild Arms 4 wasn't even a part of the list.
Yeah, I didn't even put it on here. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, take that, Wild Arms 4.
Yeah. All right, so what you got, man?
I'm going to still go with Persona.
I am, too. I do like...
I love the modern day setting of the Persona game. It's really different from, like, the fantasy setting you get from most RPGs.
Plus, Persona 4 is just a damn good game, man. It really is. All the Persona games are just really good. All right. Dark Cloud 2 versus Radiata Stories. I'll go first on this one. I really like Dark Cloud 2. It's basically Dark Cloud 1 taken to another level. I wish they would do another Dark Cloud game. I know Radiata Stories is really good. I never really got too far into Radiata.
Level 5 kind of died, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody else could take up the mantle. Breakman, what say you?
Yeah, I think Sony owns the IP, so...
You're picking Radiata Stories.
No, I never played Radiata Stories. That's what I'm saying.
All right, so you're going Dark Cloud.
I kind of have to pick Dark Cloud.
And is it a clean sweep, Eric?
Yes, Dark Cloud.
All right, Dark Cloud 2 moves on. Next matchup here, this is a Titanic matchup. Kingdom Hearts versus Final Fantasy X. Breakman, I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm going to pick the Disney characters is what you're going to say, right?
Exactly.
No, obviously, I've talked about the teen romance and how I'm getting a little schoolgirl and stuff, and I love that shit. So Final Fantasy X.
Okay.
Or Final Fantasy X is it's actually. That's not
I know.
Real name.
Didn't exactly. Freak said Dark Cloud 2. I might have to re-download on that PS4. Yeah. All right. What about you, Eric? What say you? Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy X?
Final Fantasy X.
I really like Kingdom Hearts.
I feel like functionally, from a gameplay standpoint, Kingdom Hearts is really clunky compared to what came after.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to have to go also with Final Fantasy X. It's a fantastic game. I really like it. All right, speaking of Kingdom Hearts...
And it was the first Final Fantasy that was primarily voice acted.
Yes. Speaking of Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts 2 versus E's Ark of Naphistum.
Naphistum.
However you say that.
Naphistum.
No, I did say Naphistum. How the fuck else you...
Whoa.
Breakman, what do you want?
Naphisting. Yeah.
Okay, fisting.
Who got fisted?
Ark of Fisting. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. Eric.
It's called E6.
God damn it. Eric, go ahead.
It is E6 after all.
Fisting.
It's fisting is what it is. That's what it is.
I'm going to go with Kingdom Hearts 2. I mean, I liked E6, but it's not as fun as Kingdom Hearts 2.
Okay.
It's got a much stronger story.
Breakman, what are you picking?
Yeah, of the Kingdom Hearts, I do remember like 2 was pretty like before 2 was when it really started before it really got crazy story wise.
Yeah,
it was crazy, but it wasn't like convoluted and insane.
Yeah,
I think the only spinoff at that point was Chain of Memories, and that was it.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2 is probably the strongest entry in the Kingdom Hearts franchise. I really enjoyed it. It's going to be a clean sweep, even though E6 or E's fisting is like how I liked Arc of Fisting.
I know, man. I want a fisting game now.
I know.
You still never told me who got fisted. No, I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, that's for a different day, man. We'll discuss
that. Idol and Dogi fisted each other.
All right, here we go, guys. This is simple. Dragon Quest VIII versus Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. I believe that's one. Not 100% sure. So I'm going to go first on this one. I've been on record as saying that Dragon Quest VIII is my favorite game of all time. There's no way any Baldur's Gate game comes close to it. I'm picking Dragon Quest VIII. What say you, Breakman?
Oh, man. If it was Baldur's Gate PC, I think it'd be a closer fight. Like the Baldur's Gates were better on the PC. Dragon Quest VIII was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
I still like 9 more, but
that's blasphemy.
Dragon Quest VIII was a lot of fun.
How dare you?
And I'll go with Dragon Quest VIII.
All right. Eric, is it a clean sweep? Freak 5 says Dark Alliance. Of course you would.
Dragon Quest VIII, yeah.
The walls get fisted. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. There you go. All right, next matchup we got here. I was going to kill you guys.
Goki doesn't have that much appearance in E6, but he is there, and he does smash some walls.
Yeah. All right, Tales of Abyss versus Wild Arms 5. This is our second Wild Arms entry we've had that moved on. So, Eric, what say you?
I'm going to go with Tales of the Abyss.
Okay. Breakman?
I stupidly sold my PS2 version to get the 3DS version, and it's like graphically inferior.
Yeah.
But I could always get an emulator.
You're an upset, Freak 5. How dare you, son of a
bitch.
I'm
hoping it gets a remaster one day, though. Mm. So.
All right. What say you, Break?
If it's the Tales, I'm thinking of Tales.
I'm going to go with Wild Arms 5 to go against the grain here a little bit. I did enjoy it, but Tales of Abyss is strong. I don't have any problem with Tales of Abyss moving on. All right, next matchup here, Persona 3 versus Final Fantasy 12. Breakman, what say you?
Ooh.
How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you?
What?
Freak 5's a... You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Hashtag stop the steal. There was fraud in the DQ8 winning.
How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? That's blasphemy on this show. All right, Break. Who are you picking?
Final Fantasy 12 is set in the world of Ivalice, which is my Final Fantasy favorite setting because of the tactics games.
So is Vagrant Story. That's how popular Ivalice is.
Yeah, but the problem is I never played 12.
God, it's so good, dude. Really good.
I'm pretty sure I bought a copy and I just haven't got to it yet.
I think Final Fantasy 12 is the most underrated Final Fantasy of all the games. That 9, 12 and 9 are the most underrated, but that's just me. I don't know.
Is Persona 3 the one you shoot yourself in the head? Or is that
yes, one? That's the one. That was the controversial
one. It's 3, so the Persona 3 is my vote then.
Okay, Eric?
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy 12.
Ooh, this is a tough one for me because Persona 3 was really the first kind of, entry point into the Persona franchise for me.
I how fucked up it was, the shooting themselves in the head aspect.
Oh, that was so controversial, man. I mean, when that game came out, I mean, people threw a shit fit over that.
The weird thing is they're not actually shooting themselves. It's more like the act of shooting themselves is what allows them to summon their card.
Yeah, yeah.
Which contains...
This is really tough. I have to be the tiebreaker on this one. I love both of these games. I'm gonna say Persona 3 by the skin of its teeth. Yeah, I know. Final Fantasy 12 is such a good game. I hate to to pass on it, but
Questbuster might not show up today. Then
I know
3 has so many problems for me that it's hard for me to vote for it over 12. Though that's why I voted for 12.
Yeah, I know, but I still like it, man. I know the criticisms of 3, but I don't. I mean, I didn't see that. I just thought it was a fantastic game. All right,
you think Persona 4 got Persona 4 Golden? Persona 3. I mean, yeah, it got the Portal PSP Portal game,
Fez or whatever it was,
but it doesn't
yeah.
really have a definitive version of its own.
Yeah. All right, Xenosaga Episode 3 is the final matchup going up against Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm in the minority when I say I really like the Xenosaga, I guess. But Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne was as close to it was as close to a horror RPG that they had up to that point. I know later on they came out with Devil Summoner and a few others, but for me, Nocturne, as hard as it was, is just a really good story. I liked it a lot. I'm picking Nocturne. What say you, Eric?
I'm going with Xenosaga.
Ooh, wow. Okay, so the tiebreaker's up to Breakman. What say you?
Oh, man. There are a few RPGs I think I hated more than the first two Xenosagas. But everybody keeps telling me the third one's good.
Yeah, it's the best of the bunch, but I did like...
I quit the second one. I was near the end, but I'm just like, you know what? I am not having fun with this game. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm going to go play something else.
I like both of those games.
Yeah,
how dare you?
Xenosaga 3 has, like, basically a zombie sequence in it.
Yeah.
But it does have, like, has Cosmos. That's a really fantastic character. I love that character.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I remember from 2 is that Albedo at the end killed a bunch of Realian Momo types.
Yeah.
Is that the kid with the guns?
No, you're thinking of Rubedo.
Okay.
All right, here it is.
Wow. I've never played Nocturne either.
Ooh, Nocturne's an underrated game.
I guess for the characters and the story, and even though I hated the first two games, everybody tells me Xenosaga 3 is amazing. For you, Frank, I will pick Xenosaga 3.
Well, it's not for me, because I picked Nocturne, you son of a bitch.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, well, then I'll pick Nocturne for
okay.
you, Frank.
Okay, all right. Well, then Nocturne moves on. I mean, I think it's a better game. It's just, I can't believe Eric didn't pick Nocturne. That's the surprising. I don't like games that make it so grindy. It's like a job, Jamie says. But see, I like that. I like grindy games, man. That's where RP grinders...
grinding. My problem with Xenosaga was most of the story. The fights were boring, too.
How dare you? They were not.
The stages were boring.
How dare you?
Most of the story sucked, except...
You're boring, Breakman. How dare you? I like the cutscenes. I think that's what I liked
my
about
God, this. The main character in the first game was so fucking annoying.
Yeah, that's true. I do like it though. I mean, I like the cutscenes, man. I mean, if they could call those the games cutscene the game, and that would have been apt. All right, so you wavered on that, but you came
to
your senses.
What I remember the most is her having a rant about books, like, because her brother liked to read real books,
and she
just like went on this fucking rant for like 5 minutes about like paper, like that's ridiculous.
From what I heard, right. Xenosaga episodes 1 and 2, which was a DS exclusive that was only released in Japan, does a much better job of condensing the story and changing up the gameplay enough to make it worth playing over the original 2 PS2 games.
I like the original ones, but you know,
and I don't think there is a same translation for it yet, although I think maybe there were attempts in the past.
Jamie says, I suppose that's why you guys stick to consoles. Most console games are not grindy. Well, if you're talking RPGs, I mean, most RPGs I play are real grindy. I like that. I mean, look, the show's called RP Grinders for a reason. When I started this show, what, 13.
Grindy RPGs don't really exist anymore because they've streamlined the.
Yeah, they've streamlined them quite a bit, which is kind of sad for me. But I understand. I mean,
grinding is optional most of the time.
I'm playing a grindy fighting game.
But Frank, if you like grinding, you should play the Monster Hunter games because that's all about the grind.
The which ones?
Monster Hunter.
Yeah, I don't know. The QTR style is not my thing, Eric. I mean,
I'm talking about Monster Hunter, not Pokemon.
Oh, Monster Hunter. Yeah, I mean, I do have Monster Hunter on PS4, 4, but I don't know. I just never really got into it, man. It's just, I guess I need a turn-based RPG to grind the right way, I guess.
You can play Monster Hunter Stories then.
Yeah, maybe Monster Hunter Stories. But again, that one's kind of like cutesy graphics, man. That's, I don't know. I might play.
You have an image problem. You need to get over yourself.
You shut your mouth. How about that? And you're exiled, you son of a bitch. No, I don't, man. I mean, look, I'm an old school guy, Eric. I like the old school turn-based RPGs.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, you
fucker. What does exiled. Old school turn-based have to do with art style?
Well, I mean, I was talking about the grindy nature of video games, man. It's not like back in the day.
Yeah, and that's what I was referring to.
Yeah,
well. The art style.
Yeah, and I
told... You need to get over yourself.
You need to get over yourself, you son of a bitch. How about that? Anyways. PC RPG games I played in the past, like Guild Wars 2 is grindy. Yeah, Guild Wars 2 was a good game, man. I actually played a tiny bit of Guild Wars back in the day, Jamie, so yeah.
I know. Played a lot of WoW, so yeah, I'm familiar with grinding.
I like grinding. I don't think it's bad at all. Like,
you know what always bothered me in those? You'd have a quest where it's like, go collect 3 claws for a wolf.
Yeah.
And you gotta kill like 20 wolves to get 3 fucking claws.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Did Breakman just say wolves like I did? Did anybody hear what I just heard? My influence is spreading. I love it. You said wolves just like I do. That's awesome. Yeah. I should clip that out, man. That's awesome. How about that? Check. Yeah, how about that? Was that how that went? But no, I'm just talking the only time
anybody
that
else need help finding the wife and the barons.
Yeah, exactly. The only time that I didn't enjoy a game that was kind of grindy, like turn-based wise, was like back in the day, like the old school Dragon Quest games or Dragon Warrior as they were called back in the day, where every 2 steps was like a random battle. That sucked. I mean, that was awful. I mean,
and running away was a bad proposition because you usually get punished for.
Yeah,
because it often would fail the check for.
Yes, game. Yes, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Especially Final Fantasy, it was terrible about that. You just see your guys trying to run away, and yeah. Meanwhile the enemies keep attacking.
And the process for it was so slow too.
Yeah, yeah. I hated that, but
you'd think the monk and the thief would be able to get away, but no.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. If you guys want to see round 3 of our tournament to determine the greatest RPG PS2 game of all time, join us next week at I even forget. It's 7 Eastern time. On Friday, so that we're live every Friday.
The right time, the future time.
Exactly.
As we talked about online, you know.
Exactly.
You guys are wrong. I live in the future. You're just jealous.
All right, Breakman, your plug, sir.
This is my sci-fi.
That was sci-fi. Okay. You got to do like a little slow, like eerie, like note. You know, just like hit that. Yes, perfect. There you go. You got it. All right. Plug away, Breakman. What you got for us? Pokemon games are pretty grindy. Yeah. All right.
Well, the earlier ones, especially.
Yeah. All right, okay, Break.
You can follow me at Break. Oh, wait, shit. Grinders on Twitter. That's been gone for a long time. You know, actually, you should go back and see if I can reclaim it since it's been suspended for like 2 years.
You should,
I'm sure.
Man. Get it back, man. Damn. Mm. Or a version of it.
Elon Musk is going to let Trump back on. Why can't I get back on?
Yeah, get back on, man. Or create a different version.
I mean, he's not actually buying Twitter now.
No, see, that's the thing is he's playing a game with shareholders right now where he's basically going to get the Twitter for cheaper.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing with money and how to buy companies. And he's playing a nice little game that's saving him a lot of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. I mean,
yeah, I know. He's shrewd. I can't deny that.
Yeah. All right. So RP Grinders on Twitter. Send Break some sex questions. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, how can I save your marriage or relationship unless you ask? I mean,
right. Right.
You guys are all going to end up divorced unless you talk to me.
Right. That's exactly right, man. I mean, I ended up divorced once, and I didn't ask Breakman a damn thing. So maybe if you ask Breakman, question. What are you going to say, Bernie?
That's why our relationship is thriving, because we used to ask questions.
Oh, yeah, we used to ask Breakman questions. That's why we're 4 years into our relationship, Bernie. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you take credit for that, Breakman. There you go.
I do. I take credit for everything.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, what you got for us,
man?
I'm
like a politician, even though I'm not involved in it. I'll vote against it and still take credit for
right.
it.
I'm gonna plug Mega Man, because Mega Man's awesome.
All right.
And I'm going to plug the site I write reviews for is BossBrowserReview.com. I haven't written anything for a while, but hopefully I'll get back to it one day. But there's definitely going to be a review on there at some point, because I still need to write the Brigandine review.
All right.
There's also the audio reviews I do on the feed. Haven't done anything this week. But, because I've had a hard time what one I should tackle next, or several. But I have Monday off, so maybe I'll have the time to do it now. But if you like either of those, and you want to support me, you can send me as little as $1 a month, or just do a one-time donation of whatever amount you want. That would really help out, and help provide me with the means. Well, if I got enough money, it would help provide me for the means to get upgrades to my audiovisual setup, so maybe I could do Twitch streaming eventually. I mean, I do have a video card, but I probably might need a more powerful PC to do that. But
where can they see your Patreon, Eric?
Yeah, the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, @EricRPG.
@EricRPG. All right, anything else, Eric?
But, like, even if I get small amounts of money, I can use that to buy, like, smaller indie games or whatever. Occasionally I can review those.
Yeah.
And maybe if I get enough people can start making a request of games I might not have covered yet.
Yeah. Eric's a great reviewer. You would not be disappointed if you threw him a few extra bucks on Patreon @EricRPG. The link is there in his profile. Make sure you hit him up. Let him know that you like what he's doing. There are on the RP Grinders feed on Podbean, you can find a lot of reviews that Eric has done and put a lot of time into it. So
yeah, see, unlike tipping a stripper, like that money's gone. You know, once right. you leave the club, like you right. tip him, like you can still listen to his reviews anytime. They're still on the feed.
He's always there. He's like Father Time, always there, you know? All right. Let's see. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. You can follow me on my other YouTube channel, Mexican Longhair, where I do homeless outreach. I cover homeless sweeps. I do a lot of man-on-the-street interviews. I cop watch. I mean, I do fun videos, slice of life videos, all kinds of different things. Check it out at Mexican Longhair on YouTube. And subscribe. I could really use some extra subscriptions on there. So I'm almost at 3,000 subs. So I'm getting up there. And then the more people that join that channel, it seems like the more people join this channel. I'm not saying I'm the star of the show or anything. I'm just saying, you know. No, I'm just totally kidding, man. But yeah, just join me there.
Duh, because I'm the star.
You are a star, man. I mean, not the star, but, you know, you are a star. Starfish, like a butthole, you know.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, exactly. You can, let's see, what else? You can follow me on any of the consoles, RP Grinders. So if you have a PlayStation or an Xbox or a Switch, just type in RP Grinders. You'll find me. There you go. Crocs with no socks. I mean, that's hot, man. I mean, you know. So there you go. A couple days ago I saw someone that looked like he was what you would get if you ordered Killmonger on Wish. That's funny, man. Starstruck, Jamie says. Yeah, exactly. How do you think Jamie found this channel? I mean, he's on my other channel. He's like, oh, you do a video game channel. I like video games, so let me go on over there, you know? So there you go. Thanks, Jamie. By the way, thanks to all the new subscribers. We really do appreciate it. Thanks to everybody that joins us live. I want to thank Jamie for coming in this week. Freak 5, let me look at the chat here. Slagar was in here earlier, but his woman like slapped him around and said, you got to pay attention to me. Tina Riff was in there. Lana Ray, La Kaylee was in there. Bernie was in there. Erica was in there. Alien Gathering was in there. That sounds ominous. And OAX 2 was in there. So thank you all for joining. Really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the content. Make sure you tell everybody. We're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. We just do a bunch of video game dorkness and, you know, pop culture and politics and all kinds of stuff. So you guys have anything else?
Apparently in somebody went to a job interview at Freak's Place without wearing socks. Well, they were wearing their Crocs.
Yeah. So. Chocolate starfish is greater than... How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Exiled! Damn it.
Fashion fabulous Crocs. Yeah, exactly. I don't think anybody's ever said that ever. But,
yeah. Hey, how dare you guys? My mom wears Crocs, man. Sons of bitches.
I know people wear Crocs, too. They wear them because they're comfortable, not exactly. Because they look good.
Right, exactly, man. That's why she wears them. It's comfy. All right, take care of yourself, guys. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.